Good evening and welcome to the March 15th, 2017 special board meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District. We are now in session at 5:03. Before the board recesses to closed session, is there anyone who would like to speak to a closed session item? Okay. Do we have a blue card?
No.
Okay. Mr. Bannick? And we're doing... Okay, but she also raised her hand. I said, is there anyone who wants to speak to the closed session item? And she raised her hand.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's allowed to speak.
That right? No.
Yes. Yeah.
I can see a lot of people care about this issue by the packed audience here. I wanted to come tonight and remind you that all of the trustees are elected by the people to represent the interests of taxpayers and students in all matters before the board. So any trustee that votes for this contract, knowing that staff didn't give you the appraisal in October when they got it so that you would have a chance to ask for a second one, put it on consent and try to get it through without a price on it, tells me, just as a common sense person, that there's something funny with this arrangement. And overpaying by $24 million for a piece of property and wasting that taxpayer money is egregious. And if this was a private sector company, Kristen Vitale and Clark Hampton would no longer have their jobs. So I hope you take that very seriously and put a stop to wasting our money, because you just passed your second interim budget by cutting $6 million from books and supplies for our students. And I also want to, just for the record, there was supposed to be a second item on tonight's board meeting agenda. It was the A&W contract, a $626,450 contract. This also looks very suspicious. A&W is an individual person.
Excuse me, this is comments just for what's on tonight. So the comment about what was supposed to have been on here is really inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, I'm sorry. The board will now recess to closed session to address the following agenda items. Item A, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation. Item B, conference with real property negotiators. Item C, public employment and evaluation performance. D, conference with labor negotiators. Please note, attorney Larry Hagler will be present for agenda item 3B and attorney Kathy Fields for agenda item 3A in place of Anthony DeMarco. Thank you.
Our workshop and special meeting that we have tonight, I have just a brief announcement. First off, thank you everyone for coming. We really do appreciate everyone's participation, and we need you here to sit at our table, as they say. We do appreciate you. Closed session is going a little bit long, so they've asked me to announce that the board workshop will be pushed until 7, so we wanted to let all the teachers and folks in the room who are here for independent PE to be aware of that. So again, my apologies, but thank you for your time.
Good evening and welcome to the March 15th, 2017 special board meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District. It's now in session at 6:55. Nicole, could we have a roll call, please?
Student Advisor Darling, Trustee Hanicek, Trustee Reardon. Trustee Hatton-Hodson, Trustee Pritchard, Trustee Holloway, Trustee Jones,
here.
Trustee McNicholas.
Here. Could I ask Jolene Doherty to come and lead the Pledge of Allegiance? We don't have a podium tonight, so you can use the microphone, the big microphone there on the table.
My personal voice?
Please stand.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I please have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Jim, seconded by Gary, to adopt the agenda. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, I have a report out of closed session. Agenda item 3A, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation. Trustees voted 502 to approve staff recommendation. Item 3A2, no reportable action. Item 3B, conference with real property negotiators. Trustees voted 502 to continue the item 3B and the open session item number 1 to the March 22, 2017 regular board meeting. Item 3C, no reportable action. Public employment and evaluation of performance, no reportable action. Item 3D, conference with labor negotiators. Trustees gave direction to staff. Okay, do we have any blue cards for oral communication? These are non-agenda items. Okay, this is Michelle Plossel Campbell.
Okay, I'm going to just talk loud.
Okay.
Okay, update on schools. I have a school site PTA president who actually sent me back an email, so I'm very excited. So I'm speaking on behalf of CUC TSA's advocacy and legislation team, letting you know what's going on at some of our elementary schools. At Hidden Hills this week, they have Literacy Week featuring a literacy night with a storyteller coming and their school book fair. If you want to go buy books, it's a great place. They have next week their ability awareness featuring the deaf and hard of hearing cheerleaders from University High in Irvine coming, and their science fair is coming in April. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Since we have continued agenda item 1, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We second.
Okay, a move by Gila, seconded by Jim to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Give us a minute while we move down to the tables to start our next meeting.
We adjourn at 6:58 for the record.